Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A new name and a gimmick overhaul for a WWE star, title changes and debuts at NXT's Great American Bash, and Tyson Fury is getting set for a WWE return. For Wednesday, July the 6th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
It is Bron Breakker, the NXT champion, standing tall, pushing himself and this brand to a whole new level.
J.D. McDonagh.
The closing moments of NXT Great American Bash there with the former Jordan Devlin, JD Donahue, making his official debut on NXT 2.0, attacking Bron Breakker and putting him through a table, setting up JD to immediately be at the top of the tree in NXT, his first opponent being Bron Breakker. Great start for the former Jordan Devlin. This comes after a couple of weeks of vignettes where JD Donahue promises to bring in the winds of change and a necessary evil to NXT. And it started last night with quite a lot of evil, with Bron Breakker being put through a table full of food. That wasn't the only noteworthy moment from last night's NXT Great American Bash. We have new champions crowned in Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez. Team 2001 are the new NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. This comes after attempted shenanigans from Mandy Rose were stopped, leading Perez to hit Gigi Dolin with a code red for the 1-2-3. Some lovely photos on Twitter today of Team 2001 posing with Shawn Michaels. It's lovely to see. Perez will be busy next week. She's challenging Mandy Rose for the NXT Women's Championship. She could become a double champion on NXT 2.0. It was a mysterious QR code that appeared during last night's show as well. Did you catch this? So at one point, a QR code appeared on the screen, and if you were savvy enough to scan it, didn't take you to Wham last Christmas, like I tend to do every year. No, instead it took you to an unlisted page from WWE.com with a black background and simply the numbers 8, 10, 11. Lots of question marks on what this could mean. I mean, I've immediately gone for the religious route and gone Revelations 8, 10 to 11, which says, "The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of waters be turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter." Potentially, if this is a Bible reference, is this suggesting somebody debuting soon and scorching NXT 2.0? Could possibly be. We do know of another debut for NXT 2.0. We saw them in a vignette last night. Well, I say a debut. This is more a reboot, a gimmick change, an overhaul for former NXT UK star A Kid.
I was a very bright child, but that got me and all the other intelligent kids bullied. So I decided to do something about it. I learned how to fight back. To escape my environment, I knew it would take more. I had a gift for mathematics. When I closed my eyes at night, I would see numbers and equations. Everything can be broken down to a formula. There is a solution to every problem. I've been told that I am technically gifted in the ring. Whether it is mathematics or physics, it all comes down to an equation. I can quickly analyze and react to anything. Where the body fails, the mind can push you to new heights. I am Axiom.
Axiom is A Kid, a mathematical genius and wrestler extraordinaire. Now, we haven't seen A Kid on NXT 2.0 since back in March, which suggested that maybe there was some sort of reimagining, some retooling going on behind the scenes. And this is what we got. We've got Axiom. Now, I'm not actually against the name change here. I think that whilst A-Kid is a name that A-Kid has used his entire wrestling career, I remember calling one of his matches in Team White Wolf back in 2017, I want to say, when he was A-Kid in North Wrestling in Newcastle. So it's a name he's always had, but I can see why WWE might think this isn't probably a name for a potential future star, you know, despite the fact that the 1-2-3 Kid proved otherwise. They're going with something a bit more fantastical that they can lay ownership to, and that's what Axiom is going to be. A high-flying wrestling mathematical nerd, I think is the crack with this one. Definitely one to keep an eye on. I think we'll be seeing Axiom on NXT television very, very soon.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Other wrestling news across the landscape today. After firing back against online criticism of her involvement in the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match, Shotzi has now deactivated her Twitter account. This comes as people called for Shotzi to be sacked over several botches made during the match itself, which she admitted in her final post had gotten to her. A few people had called out Shotzi because she was quick to mock the Blood and Guts match from last year, which saw Chris Jericho falling onto a very obvious crash mat. There was a tweet that he put out, that she put out, that got a lot of traction, it seems, and a lot of people are calling for that, are calling her out on that, and this has led to Shotzi deleting her Twitter. You know, well, I don't know whether she'll come back or not. I don't know. And I doubt there'll be any sort of ramifications from WWE for it. Certainly not getting sacked for botching some moves during a wrestling match. Everybody is fine. There's a lot being said about WES this week. This is the major indie startup in the UK putting on a show at Nottingham's Motorpoint Arena this weekend. It's a 10,000-seater arena. And Adam Callier of the Daily Star is reporting that WES has sold less than 350 tickets for this 10,000-seater arena. Now, yesterday, the WES official Twitter put out two tweets. One about getting the show on Fight this Saturday, encouraging people to purchase it. And another one saying, quote, the Lana versus CJ match is no longer happening due to several circumstances. Both tweets have since been deleted. Now, I've spoken to several talents involved in this show who have had flights booked and been paid already, but are somewhat unsure if it's still going ahead at all. It's a very strange one, and when we know more, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. Some good news for Across the Pond Wrestling. MLW have signed a broadcast partnership deal in the UK. They will be bringing Major League Wrestling Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on Sky Channel 191, AOZAT TV. And you'll get classic MLW content on Fridays at 9 p.m. as well. And that begins tonight. So you'll get your first taste of MLW tonight on Sky Channel 191 at 9 p.m. If you are in the UK and you've always been intrigued to check out Major League Wrestling and you have access to Sky Channel 191, now you can. Some more good news for wrestling fans in the UK. It looks as if an AEW championship is pretty much going to be based here for the time being. Tony Khan, chatting to the Masked Men podcast, says Pac is back in England and he's going to be defending his title internationally. It's a traveling championship, the AEW All Atlantic title, because champions of AEW, because of TV commitments and all of the champions we really have booked here through the year. So let's have a champion that can go and defend the title elsewhere. So basically Pac is going to be traveling around the United Kingdom and Europe defending the AEW All Atlantic title. Thunder Rosa has also talked about defending the Women's World Championship abroad, which I am also open to. So not only will the AEW All Atlantic title see some action outside of America, but the women's title could very well be as well. And talking about action outside of America, Tyson Fury in the news today. Give Me Sports say, we've learned from sources close to Fury that he is in talks with WWE regarding a potential return this summer. Nothing is finalized at this stage, and there are no concrete plans to have him on any shows, but we do know that discussions have taken place. His return would tie in with Clash at the Castle, which is slated to take place on September the 3rd in Cardiff, Wales. Now, he has very much had a good relationship with Vince McMahon, has Tyson Fury. Paris Fury told me as much just a few months ago. Tyson Fury looking very much like he is going to be a part of Clash at the Castle in September, which I am very excited to see, and I hope to see you there for it. A brand new episode of Desert Island Graps drops later today. I'm in conversation with one half of the reigning IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Francesco Akira, the first Italian to ever win a championship in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And we talk all about the pressures that that brings. We talk about how he ended up working in Japan. And of course, he tells us three wrestling matches that he would watch while stranded on a desert island. My conversation with Francesco Akira later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed and the video version at patreon.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you later on today. Alexa Bliss had very different plans for her WWE return. To find out what those are, check out cultaholic.com right now. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.